Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and got some good news this evening. I'd like to give you some phone numbers. I'd like to have some people call for healings. It would be really, really wonderful to do. 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-876-9146 for anybody in the California area. And we have a new worldwide number, which is 888-815-9756. Now, it's been an interesting week for me. I just wanted to say hello to a good friend of mine, Bob, and let him know that it'd be nice having lunch with him one of these days again. What I'm going to speak about tonight is the same thing that I spoke about on the Fred Bell Show last night. I believe I found a way to find and heal depression. I guess I can discuss it on the radio. It's something I've been working on for the last 4 or 5 days. I got some messages, and it seems to be working out very, very well. What I've been doing basically is that I've been working with water for a lot of years, and I've been able to change the molecular structure of water by putting my hands around the water. It's nothing new. People have been doing it for a long time now. But what I've been able to do with that is have people touch the aura of the water about 18 feet away. The amount of power that water has is absolutely phenomenal. And there's no limit on the amount of beautifulness, loveliness, the harmonics of water. The water that we drink can be changed. Everything can be changed with the hands. Everything can be changed because we are holy. We have the ability to change anything that we want to. And I guess the message that I got is that the body is, I think it's 75% or 85% water. And what I've been able to do is to take a look at energy and not as human, not as an animal or a piece of steel or whatever, to take a look at energy, as the body being energy, as the steel being energy, as anything being energy. Water is made up of us, and we're made up of water. So what I've been able to do is to be able to take my hands and surround my body and do the same thing with the body that I do with water in a glass, and that is to change the harmonics of the water. And actually what happens is that the depression, I'm not a depressed person, but sometimes I get down because I get very tired. I do 30 massages a week. And when you do that kind of work and you do energy work with everyone, you become very tired. What has happened for me is that I've been able to keep my hands about 2 feet in front of me and actually change the water molecules, the molecular structure of the water, and make it extremely happy. And what we do, or what I've been doing, is just using some wonderful sayings and to be able to create the healing that the body really deserves and that we can actually really do ourselves. It's a splendid way of working with water. There's nothing really hard about it. It's just taking our hands, putting it around the body, finding a saying that's good for you. In other words, the water that's in us is holy. So, therefore, what we're doing is talking about holiness, and to be able to say that to ourselves in any way, shape, or form that we can, and just allow our minds to be free of any kind of, fuzziness or brain chatter or anything of that nature, and just clear your mind and put beautifulness in there. Put holiness in there. Take yourself and realize that the water in our bodies is holy. We can actually change the water inside of us to be as beautiful as we want. We can make it as clear as we want. We can actually change the molecular structure of water or the hydrogen level of water just by our thoughts or by our hands. Surround yourself with your hands and think of something beautiful that we can do with the water. In other words, you take the water that's in the body and you just make it happy. That's what it's all about, being happy. And believe it or not, the first time I treated myself, that happiness lasted for 7 hours. 7 hours for a 30-second treatment of surrounding ourselves with a tremendous light and allowing that light to go into the water levels of our body, because everything is water, the bone, the blood, everything is involved with water, and it actually changes things and actually makes it feel better. So what I would like to do tonight to show how this really works is that if you give me a call, I'm more than happy to help you with whatever's bothering you, but actually to use this technique and see how that works and bring down the heavenly light, the pillars of light that I've been able to do, and surround it all together and make it work. So if you guys want to give me a call, I'm more than happy to help you. That's what I'm all about, is helping, and it really seems to work very well. So that's what I've been doing this week, the last actually 3-4 days, and just change things harmonically. It's easy to do. There's nothing difficult about it. We've talked about God keeping everything simple, and he just showed me what to do, and it's just really amazing that you can actually just change the situation in your body just by being able to change the levels of the water and keep them very clear. And it was told to me that if you can change a glass of water, which is pure, and you can change a glass or look at yourself as a glass of water and change that, it's easy to do. There's nothing difficult about it. So I think that's a good way to bring people out of depression. I think it's a good way to bring people around to actually getting rid of brain chatter. I know I feel happier. I don't know how I did it, but I feel happier. I'm not a depressed human being, but I've been able to help my clients so far this week with the ability that God has shown. So anyhow, let's get on to other things too. We need to find out, and we need to use more love around us. I'm finding that some people that really, really need a lot of love, that are confused, need tremendous love and tremendous power. The power of love, the power of healing, is so easy once we profoundly make a change to ourselves and bring love to ourselves. It can actually be used for our own healings, our own love, our own everything. It's absolutely wonderful to use that kind of energy. One of the biggest things that I've been able to do is to keep my word. I think it's very important in terms of growth, in terms of love, in terms of harmony. I think it's really, really important to do. It's really important to keep in touch with who you are and what you are. Listen to that little voice of silence. It's so important. If you have the ability to listen, or if you don't have the ability to listen, try to get in touch with that little voice by just keeping quiet. I believe in one of the Psalms, if you keep quiet, you will hear God. And it's in one of the Psalms. I forget which Psalm it is. But it's really interesting that, you know, you can actually do that and hear this voice of silence in your body. And if you ask for it, you will receive the voice. And follow it. If I'm massaging, that voice comes to me and tells me how many strokes to make. In other words, if I have to do 5 strokes on the shoulders, I don't do 6, I don't do 4, I do 5. Anything that I'm told to do, that's what I do. And I think following the Torah is very, very important, or the New Testament as it is, or the Old Testament as it is, very important. And the reason I bring that up is that when God tells you to do something, you do it. It's very, very simple. And it's profoundly helpful to be able to read either the Torah or the New Testament and get some ideas for yourself. What you should be doing with that, if you don't mind me saying, is listen to what your mind is telling you. Listen to what profoundly happens to you when you start reading that. Different things will come up, different things such as being on a path and not straying to the right or the left. What you do is actually imagine what it is that you're looking for in that path, and that path will open up to you. It's just like reading, excuse the expression, a child's book. And what it is, it's really a good book. It's the Bibles are so accurate for us to read and to be able to take those gestures and be able to follow those things. It's really, really beautiful. So when you're listening to the voice of silence, the tree of life, it's very, very interesting. There are 12 sferot, or 12 spheres in the Kabbalah that show you the tree of life. And what I was told to do is that the knowledge and everything else that's in this tree, all you have to do is walk up the center path. The center path will take you through and guide you through all the other 12 spheres. In other words, everything that you need and everything that you want in the tree of life will come to you in the center path, that you don't need to go to each sphere. What you do when you're walking the center path, as it says in the Bible, don't make a left, don't make a right. You just go through, you just go right through the center, and that's what you need to do. And that's what I do with my path. I never get off my path. I stay on my path. It's very, very important to do. I know that we're talking about a lot this evening, but there's really a lot to talk about. I'm trying to keep everything grounded, and so you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. But the most important thing of all, please, if you can, listen to that voice of silence. To give you an idea, I remember working on a client about 5 years ago. And I was actually starting to cry. And I was saying, God, why are you giving me all this? Who am I? I'm just Steve Barish. I'm just a regular human being. Why are you giving me all this information? And I could feel something opening right above me. And I heard this beautiful voice come down and say, because you listen. It's so important to realize that little voice that you're hearing is so powerful. You're listening to the most powerful voice in the world by listening to the voice of silence. Who is Steve Barish? I'm just a regular human being, just like anybody else. I'm nobody special. I just listen to this voice, and it helps me with my life. It helps me help people. It gives me the ideas that that I imagine all the time. My mind never goes to sleep. It's constantly working on different ideas and different strategies that are possible to use with everybody. And we've done tremendous healings on this program. I don't mind saying, I don't like saying it, but it's really true. And I try to keep it as humble as I possibly can. But when you feel joy and when you feel happiness and know that you're doing something good for humanity, it really, really feels good. And I wish that everybody could do that for everybody, because it could change the world, and we could change the world if we just open our eyes and see everything around us, the beautiful trees, the grass, the flowers are going to be coming up in the eastern portion of the United States. I know when I was in California a couple weeks ago, it was absolutely gorgeous out there. The flowers were gorgeous. The scents of the flowers were just magnificent. So you guys out west, I mean, it's so beautiful. You have such beautifulness around you. And I'm beginning to understand how much energy is around in California. and why people are very open out there. Everything is beautiful out there. The flowers, the trees, everything is blooming. Everything is showing itself. The smells of the flowers and the trees, people being alive all the time. And what I mean is that we're not alive here. We are alive, but we have four seasons. Whereas in California, everything is in bloom all the time. And we have to remember, we are a source of energy, of light. And when you're in California, or at least when I'm in California, I see people in bloom all the time. In other words, they're looking at beautifulness. And we are just like nature. We in the wintertime here, we actually go into our lower parts of our body in terms of energy. It gives us a sense of, just like a tree, it goes down to the roots. We do the same thing. We don't go to sleep, but we're changing all the time. The seasons are actually beautiful, and the most beautiful part of the season is when the flowers start coming up, and the syrup or the sap from the tulips or the trees or whatever you're looking at, when that syrup rises and gives life to the trees, and we feel the same way when we start seeing more light out here. We can actually take that and live that all our lives just by saying that we want to live like that. It's very important to realize that in California, they have it all the time. We have it only a few months of the year here, I'm afraid to say. But we have changes that they don't. And our bodies change all the time. But in California, I notice that people are much more spiritual. Basically because of the sun is out there all the time. It's 75 all the time. It's just beautiful. So it does make a difference in Southern California. My friend Fred Bell invited me out there, I think, two or three times already, and twice. And I notice a big difference when I'm out there. The energy is just profoundly different in terms of people are more open out there, and that's not because of something that we're doing wrong here. It just, again, it's the sun, it's the fresh air, it's the trees, it's the flowers that are in bloom all year. We have the grayness here where they have the beautiful scents of flowers and trees, so it makes a little bit of difference. But I'm finding out taking vitamin D does help out here, and that really makes a big difference. Also, we need to be able to help each other. And the way that we can help each other, think yourself as a beautiful flower. Think yourself as having beautiful scents like a rose. Or think of something that's really beautiful that you can take your mind and actually change that to. In other words, take yourself and think yourself as a beautiful rose that you can help other people along the way by taking the beautiful rose and just letting it glow, letting it shine from your body, letting everything that you know just come through, just allow it to come forth. It's such a miracle of life. Our thoughts are extremely powerful, and that power can be used in a very unique way that if we let go, the more we let go, the more power we have, the more understanding we have, the more harmony we have. And it's very, very important to realize that we have the strength to do anything that we want if we just open our minds and allow that to happen. It doesn't matter if you think yourself as a flower. It doesn't matter if you think yourself as an angel. It doesn't matter how you feel other than if you're feeling fine. And that's the important part. So without any further ado, really, what I'm going to do, I'm going to change some of the molecular structure of the water with people that are listening to me. You're going to become a little happier. So what we're going to do, I'm going to hold my hands open here on the other end, and I will change some molecular structure of water. You should be able to feel that light surrounding you right now, and you're going to be able to feel the water. actually feel the water of your body and in your body moving at a very, very fast but slow rate all at the same time. Now, you should be able to feel that now. That's it. And a sense of well-being, a sense of happiness will come over you. And that's what I'm doing right now. So whatever I did for myself, I'm doing for you guys out there. And it's just a wonderful feeling. You should be able to feel that energy going through you and surging through you right now. What that does is actually, as I'm working with you guys and working with my clients, I'm starting to realize the ability we have to be able to change that structure and to be able to feel, I feel goosebumps all over my body knowing that we're changing the water, the molecular water structure, and changing that. It's all done now, but you should be able to feel that happening in your body now. Give it a little while. I think you're going to find some big changes going on in the next couple of days, and even in the next hour. So, and even in the next 15 minutes. So, that's what I've been doing for this this week, and I haven't felt this good since I've been a little boy. So, I hope that you find this as useful to yourself as it is to me. So we have the ability to make changes. I don't know why people keep these things a secret. I have no idea why. Maybe they want to charge for it or whatever the case may be. I don't believe in doing that in the masses. I believe in helping everybody and allowing everybody to be free and to be abundant with joy and happiness and to be able to feel the harmony. And it's so, so wonderful to give that to people rather than to hide it or charge it in a book or whatever the case may be. Use it well. There's nothing hard about it. It's very simple to do. My good friend Bob, I don't want to give out his last name, but he, when he comes to see me, he's always in a chair meditating. And I'm talking about this because we need to meditate more. We need to keep ourselves as holy as we possibly can in these rough times. And I find that in these rough times, when we do meditate and we do give ourselves love and we do have the compassion to raise our consciousness ourselves, that we can do that through love, through the water, the simple way of just treating the water within the body to give ourselves the freedom to express our own expression, to keep ourselves happy. So in the internal or eternal use of eternity, or if you want to call it the cosmic areas, or you want to call it God, or you want to call it whatever you want to do, because I believe in him totally. And I believe that when I get a message, it's not only for me, but it's for the masses also. And I believe in helping everybody as much as I possibly can, because that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to help each other. We're supposed to be compassionate with each other. One of the best things you can do is to go to an old age home and walk around and talk to the older people that are there, that are all alone. Their families never stop there. They put them in these areas, and these poor folks just sit there day in and day out without anybody talking to them. Stop by. Take 10 minutes out of your day and stop by and see how much better you feel by giving love to somebody, by giving compassion to somebody. Just raise the consciousness of the person. As you're raising their consciousness, you're raising your consciousness. It's so wonderful to do and so easy to do. Let me give you these phone numbers again, because I'd love to work with some people tonight. 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, and 1-530-876-9146, and worldwide would be 888-815-9756. You know, it's not a phenomena that we have the ability to do everything. This is not a phenomena. What it is that getting in touch with ourselves, getting in touch with our own majesty, getting in touch with our own smile. It's so easy to do. 2 inches below our belly button, the Dantian, or the smile. What you do is that you take your smile that you have on your face, take your finger, put it 2 inches below your belly button, and smile, and you'll actually feel this inner smile of yourself opening up. And the smile inside of you will match the smile outside of you. So it's a wonderful thing to do. It makes you feel really, really great. So the things that I'm showing you, my master showed me 30 years ago. And I've been using them over the years. I've been showing them to different clients that can handle the energy. And I'm starting to realize that we can all handle this energy because we have the ability. We have gone into the fourth dimension. We have gone into an area that's really great. And Jupiter is opening up now. From what my a good friend of mine, Donna, was telling me, that Jupiter is a cycle that is really, really good for us. So I think that that's opening up now. And it's just a wonderful Aquarius is here. There's so many wonderful things that we can have the ability to tap into and to touch into. It would be a shame not to use those things that God has given us, and to be able to help other people along with helping us. Remember that when you're helping somebody, you're helping yourself grow. Every time that I touch a client, I'm helping myself grow as long as helping them grow. It's so important. Every time you smile at somebody, every time that you have compassion for another human being, every time that you help another human being, you're helping your own growth. You're helping things about you that we need to do forever. And it's so important to do. We have the ability to change the world. We have the ability to change the economic structure of the world. If we just tap into the energies that are around and use them as well as we possibly can. I know our new president is trying as hard as he can to make things work. And as long as he's trying, why not give him the strength to be able to do work that he wants to do? I really believe this man's connected, and he's trying to do the best that he possibly can. I know Fred and I were talking about that last night. And he was also talking about his new book that he's been writing. It's quite a phenomenal book. But getting back to the energies, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you in any way, shape, or form that I can. This is what I'm all about. This is what I do. And I try to help as many people as I possibly can. So by one person calling, a lot of people can feel this energy going to a lot of different people. I know that my clients, when I heal somebody on the radio program, that they actually feel that also. So we're not alone with this. Every time we do something for somebody, we're helping everybody. I know it's a little bit much to think about, but think about the sense of it all in terms of keeping it simple. When you allow yourself to think simplicity, when you allow yourself to think of things that you can do for yourself or somebody else, you're actually helping a mankind or womankind. I think it's so important to do, to give that love, to give the freedom that we need, the freedom from choice. There's two types of choices, freedom of choice and freedom from choice. And I choose freedom from choice, and I'll tell you why. Freedom of choice is that we are open to different kinds of energies. We're open up to our own abilities. But when you take freedom from choice, what you're doing is tapping into the Almighty, and you're tapping into His energy or her energy, however you want to look at it. And that gives you freedom from choice. So in other words, you have freedom, and you're choosing God to give you that freedom. And that's the ability from freedom from choice is much stronger for me than freedom of choice. You're in that flow. You're in the tree of life. You're in everything that I know of that's strong and simple. And it keeps you on check, because you're tapping into God's energy, and you're tapping into your own energy, because you are God's. We are all God's. We are all part of Him. So the ability to be able to help, the ability to be able to help another human being is really, really important. And I think this water technique is new for me, and it does work. And I tried it yesterday on myself, and I got the same amount of time, which was 7 hours. So it lasts a long time. So I think the reason it lasts is 7 hours. I think as the sun goes down at a specific time, we seem to slow down a little bit. And so I think it works in that direction. I believe that our bodies, are connected in such a way that when we smile or when we get in touch with the sun or we get in touch with nature, nature goes to sleep when the sun goes down. And I think after 7 hours, things start to slow down a little bit. And I'm finding myself in a more of a natural flow when I'm working with the water levels in our body. And I think it's really amazing. I'm finding it really eye-opening and eye-awakening that we can have the abilities to be able to feel this. And I don't know why I was given it, but it certainly makes a lot of sense to me. And I know that I feel much, much better with it. So I'm just passing that on to you, whatever it is worth to you. God has given us the ability to either accept or reject, and so you can do either one. I'm just passing on this information that I got from heaven, and it feels really, really good to be able to do that for people. The other thing is that what we need to take a look at is harmony, to be able to be in harmony, to be able to use the harmony of the universe, to be able to set yourself free by letting go. And what I mean by letting go of everything, allowing the flow of the universe, the music of the universe, to flow right through you. Allow the beautifulness of that to flow through you, to be able to feel it, to be able to get out of your own way, to be able to get away from the clutter of the brain or brain chatter. Smile doesn't cost anything, but what it costs is that it makes you open up more to the universe. The universe flows with a lot of smile. The universe flows with love, and it flows with wonderful, wonderful harmony. And we need to flow the same way. We need not fight that, and the way to do that is just let go, allow yourself to open up, and have the freedom to express your own expression. Instead of watching television, buy a good book. Buy a tremendous book or any kind of energy book and sit down and read it. I'm finding that when I do that, I'm always learning something. I'm always learning something new. And the people that I learn from the most are usually children, because children are so free and they don't have fear. I learn from actually everybody, but I think children, for some odd reason, they have the ability to be free. And we need not lose the child within us. I know some people think that it's okay to let it go and to grow as an adult, which we do, but to keep that child sense within us, because that's what keeps us open. That's what keeps us in fantastic alignment with the universe. It's just wonderful. So I'm 66 years old, and I don't have any wrinkles. I don't know if it's from the nuclear receptor. I don't know if it's just my genes. All I know is I have no wrinkles. And I live my life the way that I want to live it, but I keep myself open to the universe, to God. And when I'm healing, I feel this nice heat that runs through me. Sometimes it burns me a little bit, but it's beautiful, and it works. And you have the ability of doing the same thing. And if you can't do the same thing, that's okay. You have the ability to make changes in your life. And it's so important to do. So use the energy. Use the love that you have. use the compassion you have. And that's something that we don't do. Sometimes it is a lost art to be open to people, to be able to give them the compassion that they need. I think a lot of us out here do not have enough compassion, that we need to allow that compassion to fulfill the needs that we need to give us more love. I know that there's a lot of people out there, their parents didn't love them enough, or tell them, I love you, or tell them anything of that nature that would help them grow. I know that there's a lot of people out there that that are looking for love all the time, and they're trying to find love. And the most important love we have is within ourselves. So the most important thing that we can do is have compassion for ourselves and to ask God to allow us to heal. And the big word to use for God is please. I know that when I pray or when I'm meditating, I always say please. It's so important. And I learned that from a great healer, that we don't say please enough to the Almighty. And I think it's very, very important to do in prayer or in thought. I know the projector that I have, or the projectors that I have in my room, what we say is our bond, and what we say is our wand. So I think it's very important that when we think, that we think of good thoughts, of good things to do and wonderful things to do around the world. So in other words, if you think of compassion, sometimes just ask compassion for the world, compassion for everything around us, compassion for all the people on the planet, and add please. It's very important, the amount of energy that we can control by letting go. It opens up a whole different field of energy. And that energy can be used in any way we want. And so what I would highly suggest is using energy in its proper way, and that's love. You know, send love out there. The universe is filled with love. When I went through my heart and went out to the universe for 7 years, the big thing that I felt through all my travels in the universe was absolute love. It was absolute love, absolute harmony. It felt like I was home all the time. It felt like I was being understood and listened to, and I was listening to the universe. And it's just beautiful to be in that, to be able to feel that kind of energy that comes from ourselves and the universe, and let it mold together. Let it feel that. Let yourself feel the compassion of the universe. It adds to your life. It adds to the style of what you want to do with your life. I know I'm single. I've been looking for a nice lady. And one thing that I'm putting out there is that I love the universe. I love God. I love everything around me. And it's so beautiful. No matter if it's in the dead of winter or in the summer, everything is so beautiful because it's perfect timing. It's perfect use. I know that sometimes we're tired of the snow and we're tired of the cold, but think about what it'll be like when you open up to that beautifulness of the snow or of the weather, because it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And we have the ability to do the same thing. So when we don't see the sun, take some vitamin D. Take some love, take some love within you and allow it to shine in you. Don't shut it down because we don't have enough sun, we don't have enough snow, or we have too much snow. Take it as a grain of salt. Take it as it's perfect, because that's what it is. We live in an environment that's perfect. And I'm not talking about what we've done with it. I'm talking about what nature has done with it, what God has done with it. We need to open up to that kind of energy to make changes. We can't do it by ourselves. We need to be able to get in touch with the universe. We need to be able to get in touch with God. We need to be able to take our prayers and really make it out to be the best thing that we possibly can. Use it for the highest and best good of humanity, not only for yourself. By compassion, use it for humanity. Use it for everybody that we know. Use it for the planet. So when you're thinking, don't think about yourself. Think about everything around you. Think about the beautifulness around you. Yourself will heal all by itself when you open up to a higher level of consciousness. The levels of consciousness, as you go up the ladder, the calmer you'll become, the sweeter you'll become. It's like a violin. The older the violin, the sweeter the music. What we need to do is to allow ourselves to feel and express that expression within ourselves, to be able to be compassionate, to be able to feel the wonderfulness that's in us and around us. The aura is never closed. The aura is always open. People think for some odd reason that the aura can shut down. It does not shut down. I've had people on the radio show that when we were finished with the energy work and getting them perfectly in alignment, that the aura, I've been able to take their aura and by my hand, just by the tips of their fingers, actually be able to feel the aura around their tips. And some people are 5,000 miles away, some are 3,000 miles away, and you can feel it instantaneously. And that's the same thing with the aura going to heaven. The energy from heaven comes down in aura form, so you can feel that. The aura is never shut. The aura is open. There are abilities that we have that are so far above anything that we know. And the way to get in touch with that is to keep it simple and let go. You'll feel a lot more by letting go, being your own person. I know that reading books and is very important for me, but the most important thing to do is to listen to my own body, listen to my own mind, and open up and let go of everything that I have. Because it changes constantly. The energies that we receive from heaven are changing constantly. And we need to change with it. We need to change into the Aquarius. We need to change into anything that's coming to the earth that is good and is all good. What we need to do is keep our minds open and allowing that to grow. Nothing can harm you. As you're letting go and that light is stronger in you, nothing can harm you. The only way that you can be harmed is if somebody scares you and tells you that we need to go to war or we need to do this or do that or the country's going broke. What we're having is a lot of manipulation here, and we need to keep ourselves perfectly in alignment with the universe. Things will not harm you if you are in alignment with the universe. Very simple to do is just to let go and let God come through. It's very, very important to do. We've been able to do this over the months and over the years that I've been on the radio, and to allow yourself to feel the feeling of who you are. Because one of the sayings that I got from heaven is, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. It's very important to realize these sayings that I receive, and I know a lot of other people out there that are getting a lot of sayings and they're not writing them down. Write down what you're hearing and live with them. They're guides. They're guides to the abilities that you have that are inside yourself. You're being shown a remarkable way of living. Hello? I thought somebody was on the phone. But you're being shown a remarkable way of living. And hello? Anybody there? Okay. So anyhow, the abilities that we have, the abilities we have can be found very, very simply by letting go. The more compassion we have for ourselves, the more compassion will open up to you from heaven. So the more you give up, the more that you receive, the more you will have in terms of light, in terms of love. I know that a lot of people are looking for a lot of money right now to help themselves with their homes and things that are failing. Please take the time. Open up to the universe. Open up to everything around you. Let things go and keep it simple. It will come to you. Everything that you want will come to you if you don't panic. Stop panicking. Get a hold of yourself and let go. The energies that you will receive will take care of you, but you need to have the ability to let go and let God fulfill everything of your desire just by letting everything go. I think it's a beautiful way of living. It's a beautiful way of being. And I think that the masters have been doing that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it will come to you. God did not want you to be harmed or be sore or be touched by something that's evil. What's happening out is here, we are being manipulated. We need to be able to stay centered. It will come around for us again. I think it's very, very important. These people that have been stealing money from people, there is a payment for that. And I wouldn't want to be the one of these people to receive the other end of the of whatever God's going to give them. We need to keep ourselves straight. We need to keep ourselves in the ability of letting go. So don't worry about the people that have been stealing. That's their karma. That's what they have to live with. We need to live with harmony. We need to live with love. We need to live with compassion for our own selves. And don't be angry. It's a waste of time. Anger will take you off the path. Anger will upset you. It will upset the family. It will upset the family of humanness. And there's something going on that's not good on the planet. And we can change that by living in a way of harmony. We need to live in harmony. We need to let things go. We need to live a simple life. It will take us back to the simplicity of who we are. But don't be angry. Anger is not going to get you anywhere but more angry. Start thinking about love. Start thinking about compassion. Think about the harmony that we have with God. And things will start getting better very quickly. God did not want you to suffer. He didn't want you to starve. He didn't want you to do anything that would upset you terribly. These things are not real. I mean, even though we are suffering, even though people are losing their homes, please, whatever you do, don't live in anger. Don't live in fear. Open up to the different energies that are coming through our planet. What's happening here is manipulation. The gas prices were being manipulated. Everything is in manipulation. What we need to do is allow that to go. We need to be able to things bring, or ex, we excuse me. We need to be able to bring things to us that are good to us, and the only way to do that is to let go. And that's really, really important to do. So if you have the ability to let go, we can actually change this planet in 24 hours, in 24 minutes or 24 seconds. We need to allow ourselves the ability to be able to pray, to be able to let go of our fears, to be able to have the happiness that God has wanted to give us and always has given us, and the universe. So that is to tap into, and it's endless. The universe is endless in terms of love, in terms of compassion. Please allow yourself to touch it, to be able to feel that. All you need is a second of that, and it will heal you. That's all you need. So please, don't waste the time of being angry. Anger is not going to get you anywhere but more anger. Fear is not going to get you anywhere more than fear. Open yourself up to light, to love, to harmony, to compassion. That's the stuff that will make the difference. That's the Wheaties we should be eating. So that's the things that we need to do to be able to touch in and to get better. The planet wants to heal itself all the time. The body wants to heal itself all the time. The mind wants to heal itself all the time, but we're filled with so much manipulation that it's really, really hard to focus on goodness and love and harmony. Try to focus on goodness, compassion, love, harmony. It will open up the universe to you. It will bring you the desires that you need, but you have to open up to it. Please don't live in fear. Please don't live in disharmony. Please don't live in unhappiness. There's so many things we can do by changing the water molecular structure of the body. We can make ourselves happy. By changing the things that we need to do, we can make ourselves very happy. Please, whatever you do, don't get upset. Don't live above your means. And just stay simple. Keep everything simple. And as you open up more to the universe, more will be given to you. But you need to allow yourself to let go, to not live in fear. A lot of that is man-made, and we don't need to do that. We need to love ourselves. We need to love our families. We need to love everybody around us. And what we need to do, most of all, love the people that have caused this problem. Love them. Not hate them. Love them. Because one thing I learned from the Bibles is that when we're living in love, God will take care of what we need to take care of. It's His decision to do whatever He wants to do. If we live with love, God will take care of us. If we live in fear, you're going to be in fear. If you live in harmony, you'll be in harmony. If you live with abundance, you will have abundance. So think about what I'm saying to you. I know there's a lot of people out of work, but think of love. Think of harmony. Think of things that we can do to better our lives. The more positive and productive we are in terms of our energies, the more positive and productive we will be in our lives. I hope I filled you with some light tonight and some understanding about where we're headed and what we need to do in our lives. If we can pull it together, if we can share this energy, if we can do things that are better for us and for the people around us, we can open up our lives so much better. We can feel things that are really, really good for us. And I intend to do that. I love all my clients. I love the people around me. I love everybody out here that's listening to me and maybe that's not listening to me. But I just love everybody, and no matter what they've done in their lives, we need to allow ourselves to let go of that anger. And it's very, very important to do. Someday we'll discuss different things of that nature that I had to let go to be able to get to the point of being able to be as open as I want to be. But the most important thing to do is to love yourself, love your family, and not to worry so much. Just keep your mind open to the universe. Let go and let yourself be happy. Keep your minds clear. Get rid of the brain chatter. Meditate more. Eat better. Drink better water. I know that I use spring water in my house. I even use spring water for my flowers. It's really good for me to do that because I love living in simplicity and in harmony with everything. We need to have the ability to live in simplicity. It's very important to do. In the Bible, it talks about keeping it simple. And not to make things so complex. Even Moses learned from his father-in-law that he had to have people to help him out so he could not get into so much trouble with 6 million people. So there's a lot to do, and you know, we learn from everybody. So it's really important, as much as we have the ability, we need to learn more. We need to learn how to trust ourselves more and how to listen and to follow So I think it's very important to listen to everybody. We get so many different gifts from different people. I'm not talking about presents. I'm talking about gifts. Even, like I said, Moses' father-in-law gave him a wonderful gift of being able to choose people that would be able to help him in his time of need. So as much as we have, we can always have more just by letting go and having the abilities to be free. I think we're just about out of time. So thank you so much for allowing me to be in your lives this week. I'm sorry that nobody called. Everybody must be out shopping somewhere along the way. But anyhow, have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week. God bless. I just want to thank a few people, Dr. Bell, Valerie, and take care. Love you all. Bye-bye.